What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time, tis that time on this morning's programme for us to take that look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In Panama, there are 300 new COVID-19 infections reported in the last 24 hours. This was reported, of course, by the Ministry of Health in their epidemiological report. To detect these new cases, 6,608 tests were carried out, returning a positivity of 4.5%. Regarding the deaths from coronavirus, the Ministry of Health's report notifies three deaths for a cumulative total of 8,146 deaths and a lethality of 1.1%. There are 2,435 active cases, and of those, 2,300 are in home isolation, 135 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 2,260 at home and 40 in the hospital hotels. And those hospitalised, we have 117 patients in the wards and we have 18 patients in the intensive care units. The end of the use of the mask outdoors or indoors is the next step that must be discussed with caution by the authorities and advisers of the Ministry of Health, say scientists consulted on the subject. The epidemiological scenario of the country is favourable thanks to the improvement of the COVID-19 indicators, since as part of the vaccination plan, 75.5% of the population has two doses, more than 85% one dose, and 44.1% of the population from the age of 16 even have a booster dose. In the opinion of Eduardo Ortega Barria, vaccine advisor to the Ministry of Health and National Secretary of Science, Technology and Innovation, it is still advisable to keep the mask in offices, hospitals, public transport and official and private schools. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the mask has been considered one of the basic elements of protection against the COVID-19 disease. After 2 years, European countries like France, Denmark, Sweden, UK, among others, have begun to discourage its use in open and closed spaces. In Panama, the end of the use of the mask in open or closed spaces is a pending discussion by the authorities and advisers of the Ministry of Health and one of the most anticipated announcements by society. The epidemiological scenario is favourable at this time, thanks to the improvement of the disease indicators since, as part of the vaccination plan, as we mentioned, 75.5% of the population has two doses, 85% one dose, 44.1% from the age of 16 even has their reinforcement doses. Now, the epidemiological data from the Ministry of Health show that in the last 7 weeks, the country has experienced a significant decrease in cases, and the health authorities point out that we are coming out of the fourth wave. In the last week, from March the 6th to the 12th, 1,974 cases of COVID-19 were registered, some 608 fewer infections than during the previous week, the 27th of February to the 5th of March, when 2,582 cases were reported. Panamanian scientists consulted on the elimination of the mask is open in open and closed spaces cautiously raised considerations that must be taken into account by health authorities. Eduardo Ortega Barria said that we must begin to discuss making the use of the mask more flexible and what the outside world would be like without it, since the epidemic curve is in a positive phase. According to his criteria, it's still advisable to maintain the use of the mask among other spaces in offices, hospitals, public transport and official and private schools. The latter because it is the first time in 2 years that they receive a full attendance of students, and it is advisable to observe the epidemiological process. Due to the inaction of the authorities and the constant closure of public roads, ports and logistics infrastructure in the country, the Logistics Business Council, the COEL, expressed its concern on Wednesday. The COEL recorded that the national authorities are responsible for, quote, maintaining public order and freedom of movement and uninterrupted transit for people and goods, unquote. However, the group observes with frustration how these roads and infrastructure blockades continue for hours without the immediate and timely appearance of the authorities, nor do they offer a response to the groups of protest, which creates serious effects on third parties and the Panamanian logistics system as well. And as an example, they cite the closure on the 15th of March in the town of Devisa, where the Inter-American Highway was closed for 10 hours. At the COEL, we are believers in the right to protest and freedom of expression, provided that the exercise of these rights is carried out in a peaceful and respectful manner, without causing damage to third parties and the country, the union said in the statement. A group of students who request face-to-face classes at the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, Wenatchee, presented before the Ombudsman's Office a complaint for human rights violations after being prevented from accessing the study centre. In a note addressed to the Ombudsman, Eduardo Labanque, the university students told him that this occurred on the 14th of March when they were on their way to the Andrés Bello Park within the Wenatchee premises. They indicated that the gates were closed, despite the fact the university is operating normally and within its usual hours, which according to the complaints violates Article 26 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The group is asking for classes to be face-to-face, just like in other universities, colleges and schools in the country. They reiterated that by closing the gates during open hours, the rector, Etel Vina de Bonegas, violates their rights and recalled that Article number 26 of the aforementioned declaration indicates that access to higher education will be equal for all. We demand face-to-face classes, and that is why we were going to carry out a peaceful protest, but the Wenatchee administration, led by de Bonegas, prevented them, the group said in its note to LeBlanc. They state that they were also attacked psychologically and physically by the Wenatchee administrative staff, and they stated that these officials belong to positions not related to security. Seven people, including four agents of the Spanish Civil Guard, were arrested on Monday for allegedly spying on the girlfriend of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal in Mallorca, various Spanish media have reported. The Civil Guard agents were from the Balearic Islands and served in the Marivent Palace, the Son de Sant Joan Airport and the municipality of Calvià, among other sectors. The name of Martinelli's alleged girlfriend has not been revealed, although she was the one who filed the complaint once she realised that she was being watched by the agents. Well, the woman is identified as a businesswoman who lives between Miami and Mallorca. This story seems to be taken from a movie script, but it's real, wrote the ABC newspaper, adding that the purpose was to inform Martinelli if his, quote, girlfriend was unfaithful to him. They even set up a fake security checkpoints to stop her in the vehicle and identify the people who were with her, reported ABC. The newspaper El País indicates, for its part, that the former president appears as being investigated in the case, according to police sources. In addition to the four civil guards, the media reports that as part of the investigation, an alleged soldier and the owner and worker of a security company are detained. This case is being investigated by a team of internal affairs experts who travelled to Mallorca this weekend to carry out the arrests on Monday. The media reports many details of the follow-ups. For instance, the group's strategies and how the former president would have participated. According to reports, the group would even have placed a geolocator in the vehicle that the woman was driving to Mallorca in order to observe her movements. The detained civil guards created a group on the WhatsApp instant messaging application called Operation Cockatoo to coordinate during the surveillance. El País said, citing the documentation of this case, that Martinelli would have participated in this WhatsApp group with the pseudonym Zeus. Meanwhile, the newspaper Últimas Horas reported that one of the civil guards complained in the WhatsApp group that there was a lack of troops for espionage work and asked for reinforcements. A single person is insufficient, so a service cannot be provided properly, the agent protested, according to Últimas Horas. In Panama, the Attorney General in charge of the nation, Javier Caraballo, was consulted yesterday, but said he had no knowledge of the investigation or the operation. Deputies from all the benches except the Panamanista Party took advantage of a project to reform the electoral code on certain administrative powers of the Tribunal Electoral to introduce an article that modifies the mandate revocation procedure. This is Bill 776, presented by the Tribunal Electoral to the Assembly on the 9th of March. The project was approved this Tuesday, the 15th of March, with an article that was not in the original text and that was introduced by the members of the Government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission. The recently created Article 438A says the following, quote, "The decisions that are approved by the majority of the deputies of the parliamentary faction to which they belong may not be used by the political parties as grounds for revoking their mandate or expulsion of deputies, registered or not, in the political party for which they were nominated," unquote. This modification would favour a group of 15 deputies from the CD caucus led by Yanni Melabrego, who currently maintain an internal process of recalling their mandate. About the assault on democracy and the flagrant violation of the Constitution today in the Assembly, I can only say the following. The old policy of "what's up for me" has contaminated everything, even what seemed good, said the president of the CD, Romelu Roux, on his Twitter account. The Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, have awarded the Via Grecia Consortium, made up of Constructora Roza S.A.R. and the company Ingenieria Remodelaciones Civiles S.A.R., the study, design, construction and financing project for the expansion of the Transismica Highway section Via Grecia, Don Bosco Bridge in Celebre. The company, which won the bid for best value, offered a price of $38.4 million. The reference price set by the Ministry of Public Works was for $39.7 million. The award was made on the 7th of March, according to documents published on the Panama Compra portal. There were four consortiums that participated in the tender: the Via Grecia C&T Consortium, made up of Constructora Urbana S.A. and Toronto Global Holdings Corporation. They proposed a price of $39.6 million. Meanwhile, the amount of the proposal for the MV Consortium, which was made up of the Dirección of Works S.A.R. and Projects and Constructions S.A.R., was for $38.7 million, while the Villa Grecia Consortium, made up of the construction companies Equibal S.A.R. and Ingenieria P.C. S.A.R., offered $38.8 million. According to the statement of charges, the work is approximately 6.87 kilometres long and includes expanding the Transismica road from the Terpel fuel station in Via Grecia, where the four existing lanes end, to the height of the Don Bosco Bridge in Celebre. It also includes the expansion to four lanes of the road from the Puente Don Bosco junction to the Autopista Panama, Colón junction, as well as the construction of a roundabout and exit and entry access ramps to the Transismica Highway. Additionally, the access street to the San Pablo Road. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.